the forces of nature are unified. But I'm one book short of a library.
That's an elegant way of putting it.
The book I'm missing is very rare. It proves the link between string theory and alchemy. Help me find it, Onera. Help me find the Lux Ata, the Book of Black Light.
Well, where is this book?
I have no idea.
So how will we find it?
The book will find us.
So I don't need my toothbrush?
From what I've learned, the book explains what's wrong with time and about your destiny.
My destiny?
Your cosmic role. I can't force you to join my quest, of course. You're free to embrace a lifetime of interminable boredom and never fulfill your destiny. Or join me and explore the exciting world of string.
Could I believe Nikolai? How much of what he said could possibly be true? Truth isn't concerned with words in themselves. The words universe and bag of salt on their own are neither true nor false. But put them into a statement of fact, like, the universe isn't worth a bag of salt, and you have something that's either true or false. But the words universe and bag of salt can be full of meaning. And truth and falsehood can both have value. Pete, there's a man here who...
Cool. Come on, let her go, guys!
Just a minute! Pete, where's your shirt? Is that my lipstick dauber on your chest? I don't think pink suits you.
Make way. It's time for the great fridge to be fed. I offer raw meat, oh chilled one.
Pete, you've spent so much money on feeding that fridge. Your credit cards have all been blocked and your bank account's been frozen. How can I take up smoking with all this going on? It's so selfish, Pete. You're preventing me from having a habit to kick.
Hurry up, or I'll bust this door again!
Ah, I'm coming! Here.
Shut up.
Who was that? What did you give him?
The car keys. I've been trying to tell you. Our sports car is being repossessed.
What?
Where's the car? I left it in this bay!
He's going up the exit ramp.
Gone! My beautiful Lamborghini! It's a nightmare! I'll have to get to the office by public transport!
You stopped going to work some time ago, Pete! You had a choice! I fly in career or domestic appliance! You chose to feed the fridge!
Yes, but this is too much! I've lost my sports car because of that Tyrannosaurus chiller! Oh, I've been such a fool! Thank goodness no one from the gym dropped round! I've nearly thrown away everything I hold dear. My career, my car, my credit cards. Yes, and my penthouse.
Then it's a good job you've come to your senses in time then, isn't it?
That fridge has gone too far.
What are we going to do?
Its walls must be made of some sort of alien material. Elastic metal.
Or string.
String.
Advanced physics, alchemy, cosmic destiny. Don't worry about
it. Onera, you've got to stop reading those gossip mags. If the fridge is elastic, then maybe if we take everything back out, it will shrink until it's the size of a shoebox again. That's it. That's how to reverse the process. Empty the fridge. Simple. Come on, I'll race you back up to the penthouse.
Pete!
Basmati rice.
Got it.
Jam.
Yes.
Shortbread.
Yes.
Long life custard.
Yes.
And semi-skim milk.
Yes.
That's it. The fridge is empty.
Nothing's happening.
Yes, it is. Oh. Who turned off the lights?
No one. Oh. Look out of the window.
I can't see anything.
Exactly. The whole city's gone dark.
It must have been a power cut. How could that... Oh, no, we couldn't.
Oh, yes, we could.
The emptier a fridge, the more electricity's used.
We've caused such a power surge that it's fused all of London. The fridge is sucking us towards it.
The fridge wants me.
No, Pete. Grab hold of the window frame.
I should have trusted the fridge.
Don't walk towards it.
I have sinned against refrigeration.
Stop.
only one way to make amends.
Pete, don't go inside the fridge.
Must offer myself to the temple of cool.
No, Pete! Let him out! Let him out, you electric cannibal! I must get help. That fridge you gave me. Oh. It's eaten my boyfriend.
I'm sorry to hear that. I shouldn't have given it to you. It was a mistake. Acts of kindness cause nothing but trouble.
I don't want him to be a source of pollution.
Fear not. He's probably CFC free, although he is a banker.
Nikolai, can you help me get him back?
Here's a special tool that will open the fridge. If he means that much to you, you can have Pete back. It's your choice, but he's preventing you from embracing your destiny. Join me, Onera, in the quest for the Lux Ater, the Book of Black Light.
Nikolai!
No, I've arranged to meet some UFO fanatics. They may have some information about the book, but we mustn't let them know why we're interested
Nikolai.
In it. Nikolai! I know what you're thinking. They're not easily fooled, and you're correct. They believe in flying saucers, alien abduction, and colonic irrigation. It's going to be hard to convince them that I'm a 400-year-old Dutchman.
Well, you could wear a buckle in your hat. Nikolai, give me the tool.
There's a slot on the side of the fridge. Fit this in and twist. The door will open.
Thank you.
Onera, wait! I'd advise you not to go back to your apartment.
Pete! All that was left of the fridge was a crumpled heap of metal, a pool of water, and Pete's socks. The Argyle ones.
This is all Nikolai's fault. I wouldn't go on his quest even if the universe depended on it. Unless for this stupid tool. Pete? Who's there? You. In the shadows. Who are you? Oh. Green eyes. Still smoking? You aliens have all the fun. Why are you here? Oh. Isn't there some intergalactic regulation that says you must inform people why they're about to be killed? No? But don't I have to sign a form or something? Then bureaucracy must be a purely human disease. Listen, it would be embarrassing to die and not to have fulfilled my ambition. So before you shoot me, let me try a cigarette. It would give me the chance to use that new biodegradable ashtray. My name is Onera. I'm a museum attendant. I see a lot of UFOs over London at night, but nobody seems that interested. Certainly not Pete. He was my boyfriend. He was more interested in stocking up our giant expanding fridge until it fused the city and then ate him. I tried to save him. I went for help. But when I got back here to our penthouse, I found the fridge had been destroyed. Leaving only a pool of chilled water with Pete's sodden socks. I spend a lot of time thinking, and right now, I'm thinking about the alien who's pointing a ray gun at me.
Which planet are you from?
I'm from the energy company.
Oh, you're the electric man.
Didn't you see my van?
Now you've stepped out of the shadows, you look almost human.
Don't move.
Well, if you've come to read the meter... Why do you need the gun?
Health and safety.
Why are you here?
Our company provides a basket of products and services, from electricity to domestic and business consumers, to installation and maintenance of energy infrastructure, from power generation to talks in schools on our friend, the Amp.
Please be careful. You're standing in my boyfriend.
Oh.
He's that puddle.
There was a power cut last night. It blacked out the whole city. We traced the source back to here.
Perhaps we didn't have the right fuse in my electric toothbrush.
You have a lot of questions to answer.
That's true, I do. Because to think is to question.
You'll have to accompany me down to the power station.
Do you have the power to arrest me?
We're an energy company, of course we have power.
Well, let me put my boyfriend first.
Oh.
Can't leave Pete slopping around like this. There is essence in a red metal bucket. And his socks.
Ugh.
Oh, poor Pete. It's what he'd want. The bucket has a designer label. Pete? Pete, is that you? Oh, you're alive! Well, as alive as you can be if you're 6 inches of water and a pair of socks and a red bucket. No, I can't find your bucket in charcoal black. Same old Pete, shallow as ever. If something exists, then it makes its presence known. It appears. And something appearing indicates there's some other thing to see it. Pete had made his presence known. He used to be a high-flying banker, but now he was a bucket of water and a pair of argyle socks. Now that's what I call asset stripping. But as I faced interrogation, Pete was still by my side.
We record our interviews for training purposes. Interview began at 08:13, conducted by Mr. Resistor.
What's going to happen to me? What sort of power station is this? That lift seemed to go up forever.
I ask the questions. Do you know why you're here?
Pete says no.
Your fridge fused the electricity supply for the whole of London. We think you did it deliberately, and that's a crime. Do you want to go to prison?
Pete says no.
It cost us a lot of time and money to reconnect all our customers to the national grid. That's a cost we're legally entitled to pass on to you. And that bill would be telephone number size. Oh. Failure to pay could lead to imprisonment. I don't think you have the funds to pay. Do you want to go to prison?
Pete says no.
I'm asking you. Do you want to sing along from your solitary cell to the dawn chorus every morning?
Oh, it depends. If I knew the language of birds, it might be rewarding.
There is an alternative. You could sign up to our instalment plan. Just tell us your monthly salary and we can arrange repayments at 90% of your income plus 20% administration costs.
Don't worry, Pete. I'm not going to sign anything that will damage your precious credit rating.
I know what you're thinking. He really brought me here because he wants to take me dancing.
Oh.
He wants to show me that beneath that grey boiler suit he's actually Justin Timberlake, or a balding, paunchy, more mature version.
Actually, the thought never entered my mind.
Well, you can forget it. I'm not falling in love with you, Anira. It's too dangerous.
Why is it dangerous?
Because if I fall head over heels over you, one day I'll be mopped into that bucket with Pete.
Oh, two in a bucket would be a crowd.
I'm not denying you switch on the light bulb in my heart.
Are you sure you're not an alien?
Choose prison or a lifetime of debt. You've got 5 seconds. Four.
Is there a third
three,
option?
Three, two, one...
Turn off the tape.
Who are you?
Nikolai.
I'm a consumer watchdog, and you're conducting an illegal interview, contrary to Section 52, Paragraph 1 of the Drains, Sparks and Fumes Act 2007. And now I shall take this young lady...
And my bucket.
And her bucket with me. Good day, Mr. Resistor.
One day you'll regret turning me down, Anira. No one's ever going to light up for you like I do, and don't think I won't be watching you the slightest slip.
English men have the weirdest ideas about courtship. My consumer watchdog was actually Nikolai, a 400-year-old Dutch alchemist who I'd first seen in a painting at my museum. I was helping him find a book that was to tell me my destiny. London's full of people like that.
We can catch a bus back to the city from here.
If you hadn't appeared when you did, Nikolai, I don't think I would have got out of that power station alive. Fiddling around with electricity all day must have flicked Mr. Resistor's mental poles. Like a compass in a box of magnets.
You attract people, Onera. They're drawn to you by something they sense. What have you in that bucket?
Oh, well, you need ask. This is Pete.
Oh.
Or what's left of him after that fridge you gave us ate him and then exploded.
That wasn't meant to happen.
Well, you should apologize to him.
Pete, I apologize to you. But it was all for the best.
Well, not for Pete.
The ever-expanding fridge was meant to inspire you, Onera, into helping me find the Lux Ater, the Book of Black Light. Because in time, not all that happens is explicable. With the book, we will know the final secrets of the cosmos and be able to tie alchemy to string theory to prove the unity of all the forces of nature in a 10-dimensional time-space. Only then will we see the universe as it really is.
All I see is my boyfriend has been reduced to a bucket of water and two argyle socks.
You think you see best by daylight, but there's a form of light the purest, the richest, the most complete, which is so bright that it appears like pitch darkness to our feeble eyes. And so, conversely, at times of great progress along the path to illumination, we fall into utter blackness and feel lost. But in reality, that's merely when the light becomes so bright we cannot apprehend it.
The gaze of God.
The mind of God. For God is one. All truth, all answers, all light, and all ours, if we find that book.
Even though you rescued me, don't think I'm going to forgive you for what you've done to Pete. You'll have to search for the book without me.
But, Onera, the book will reveal who you really are and your special role in the unfolding of time. You must help me. You have the perfume of destiny.
That's because I need a shower. Goodbye, Nikolai. I went back to the penthouse I used to share with my boyfriend Pete. By the time I got there, it was night. But I was not alone. Something was in the bathroom. An alien was brushing its teeth. I was horrified. It hadn't put the top back on the toothpaste. I began thinking, what if reality is just a sensation, like brushing your teeth? Does anything outside of my own mind exist? Being conscious doesn't guarantee there's an external reality. But does an alien using your mouthwash? Another alien was taking a bath. I felt embarrassed. There was no clean towels. And then it occurred to me. The one thing that guarantees there's an external reality is being watched. Because that means someone else can see you, and therefore, you exist. The aliens were watching me. And that guaranteed that this is all real, because to them, I'm an object for examination. And so is my plastic duck. I wondered why they were watching me. Was it to do with my role in cosmic history? Sadly, only one person might know.
Onera, what brings you back to my humble book emporium?
Nikolai, can you explain why the aliens are watching me?
They may know your destiny.
Well, then it's good that they've taken over my bathroom.
Their interest isn't necessarily benign.
Oh, you think they mean me harm?
If we found the Lux Ater, it would explain everything, even how to restore Pete to his former self.
Could it produce an improved Pete? One with some feelings for others and a social conscience.
A city banker with a social conscience? I suppose it's possible.
I need answers about the aliens and about my destiny. So I've changed my mind. I'll help you find the book.
Very well. But I warn you, everyone who helps me in the search for the book meets an untimely and unnatural death.
Well, I've always wanted to take up smoking. So what do we do now?
A reversal of properties is called for. The aliens have followed you. You and I will follow the aliens.
The toilets. Uh-huh. Pass through the next room, down the stairs, and through the door marked installations.
Why, thank you.
Next day, Nikolai met me at the museum where I work. We waited for the aliens to show up. After an hour or so, Nikolai produced a cutthroat razor from his cape and began to take too keen an interest in a particular landscape. Nikolai, What are you doing?
I'm making some improvements.
Don't cut the painting.
Why not? I'm the artist.
We'll set off the alarms.
Don't worry. The alarms are having a tea break. Have you noticed that woman with the baby buggy?
The mother in a large hat and the floor-length coat.
That's no mother.
You're right. She looks carefree and well-rested.
That's an extraterrestrial.
Oh, so is her baby. It's grey and has shining green eyes.
Isn't that what babies look like? They did when I was a child.
That was 400 years ago.
They know we've spotted them. They've disappeared into the next gallery. Quick, now's our chance.
They're heading into the modern art. I'll go after them. You go the other way. See if you can spot them in the pointillist room. And Nikolai, put that cutthroat razor away. We followed the aliens out of the museum, across the street, and into an anonymous concrete building that housed a TV studio.
Right, can everyone switch their mobiles off? You two latecomers, sit here. The recording's about to begin.
Well, thank you.
Now, when the music starts, everyone claps. You got that?
Excuse me, sir, but what program is it?
Well, the set looks like a cross between a high-tech kitchen and a medieval dungeon.
I do hope it's not another crime story.
Where do they get these audiences from?
There's a monk come on stage.
That's no monk. That's the nation's favourite TV chef.
Thank you, thank you. I'm Fulcanelli. Welcome to my cookery show, Cauldron of Delights. And this week, by the magic of kitchen alchemy, I'm going to prepare the most mouth-watering three-course meal you'll ever taste.
The language, the name. He knows about the Luxata.
Are we looking for a cookery book?
No, he's not an addict.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Audience, now we're going to retake that from the top. You bear with us a minute and I'll let you know when we're ready.
Act casual. There's six aliens scattered amongst the audience.
I know. They're all staring at me. Why are they here?
Perhaps Mr. Fulcanelli is not what he seems.
Now remember, it's
is he alien?
I can't say for certain. As we can never really know another person, we can never be sure that those we work with or live with are not, in fact, aliens.
Hmm. I've long harbored doubts about estate agents.
It's understandable.
Why has no one else in the audience noticed the aliens?
How things appear depends on where you are, which means things are always disguised. What I see may not be what it is. It may be a disfigurement.
Or in the case of Pete being in a bucket, an improvement. Well, you may not think so, Pete, but you don't realise how well we've got on since you're in bucketment.
We need to speak to Fulcanelli, urgently. After the recording, we'll sneak backstage. There he is, coming out of his dressing room.
Mr. Fulcanelli?
Oh, you want autographs? Go on, then. Give you copies of my book.
My name's Anera. I'm the hors d'oeuvre correspondent of,
Hot Stuff.
Never heard of it.
The cookery fanzine.
You're very popular with our readers. You're their favourite chef.
Naturally. Now, if you want an interview, you'll have to go through my agent.
We're interested in your recipes.
Who are you, the photographer?
I'm an alchemist. I'm Dutch. And I'm 400 years old.
Those people live longer than you where I'm from.
And where do you come from, Mr. Fulcanelli?
Yorkshire. The Dales.
What's the secret?
No secret. Clean air, clean water, nearness to God. Food's not much to write home about. That's why I'm here. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm recording a second show in a few minutes.
Of course.
Listen there. Onera. Here's my card.
Oh.
If you'd like, you can have an exclusive interview. No photos. Over a candlelit dinner, maybe one night next week.
Wow. The world's greatest TV chef is going to cook for me.
Who said I was about cooking? I meant at my restaurant. George, tell that warm-up chef we want the audience salivating, not coming down with gastroenteritis.
Do you think Fulcanelli's an alien?
He's attracted to you.
Did that answer my question?
He's hiding something, and an opportunity presents itself for us to find out what. While he's away, you search his dressing room.
Pictures of Fulcanelli signed by himself to himself. Fan letters addressed to Fulcanelli that have yet to be posted. Barbara Cartland, Stephen King. Two horror writers, but no ancient texts. No cookery books at all. That's strange. If the Book of Blacklight exists, then it will make itself known. But how it does that might be deceptive. I might have missed it. Okay, better search again, but more carefully. A list of book titles, including the Luxata. Then the Book of Black Light does exist. Nikolai didn't make it up. I really can discover my destiny, and to think I nearly made a mistake.
Anera!
Mr. Resister, what are you doing here?
You tripped a silent intruder alarm. Police were busy, so they called us.
An electric
electric company.
Who else can you rely on to turn out in all weathers 24/7? I'll have to ask you to accompany me down to the power station. Oh. You do not have to say anything, but anything you do say will be written down and may be used to justify the next electricity price increase. Interview began at 1929. What were you doing in Falconelli's dressing room?
He's a chef. I was looking for a recipe.
You were seen hanging around outside. Are you a quiche freak? One of those flaneurs?
I like my eggs poached.
Isn't the real reason you were there so that you'd meet me again? Admit it, that's why you broke into that chef's dressing room.
No!
You temptress! Oh. But I won't fall for you a second time. Oh, no! You won't seduce me into offering to run an illegal cable from a substation so you can have electricity for free! Yes? Yes. Are you sure? Okay. You're free to go.
Oh, why?
Falconelli doesn't want to press charges. He's afraid of adverse publicity. Go on, get out!
Don't think I'm going to propose to you now and ask you to come and live with me in my pylon. I know what would happen if we were to kiss. The static charge to my stubble would knock me to the ground. You're dangerous, Anera!
I was so glad to be back in the normal world again with Nikolai and Pete. And that night, when Falconelli drove to Hertfordshire, we followed on Nikolai's pre-war Czechoslovak motorcycle. Pete's bucket sat neatly in the sidecar.
What you see is not all there is. The universe is a modest stripper. She never shows you one naughty bit without covering up the rest.
But the same with people. In order to show you one side of themselves, they cover up the other. So which side are the aliens hiding? Falconelli parked in the entrance to a wood and made his way to a moonlit clearing. Where are we?
I fear we're beyond the boundary of human civilization.
Didn't we just pass Watford? A metallic box descended within a thick column of blue light. It looked like a lift. An alien stepped out. The alien was carrying a large book on a gold cushion.
Could it be our book?
The alien is offering it to Falconelli.
Champion? More of those salads with obscure Italian ingredients? These go down a storm.
Now we know the secret of the aliens.
They're gourmets. Oh, the alien's upset. Do you think it will do itself any harm banging its head like that?
I doubt it. Their heads are like rubber.
Why are you so upset? I can't understand. How am I supposed to know the difference between bicarbonate of soda and salt? I don't even know how to boil an egg.
The world's greatest TV chef can't cook. What do you mean, Pete, he's not the only one? What's wrong with you cooking every now and then? Okay, point taken.
Quiet, they'll hear you.
Now look here, alien.
The alien gave a dismissive gesture to Falconelli and stormed back into the metallic box.
Don't be like that. Are you frightened I'll use too much garlic?
The doors closed. The box ascended, and the column of blue light was gone. As Nikolai drove us back to London, I asked him why the alien was so upset.
I don't think they're giving Falconelli recipes.
But I heard him read one out. Sweet chili chicken with bison cheese and cress.
I believe they're communicating knowledge. Their thought is so advanced that when they translate it into human language, it has to be simplified to take account of the inadequacies of a world of only four dimensions.
And so their knowledge is distorted into cookbooks.
Putting the words of aliens into the words of humans means the culture of an extraterrestrial civilization becomes the instructions for making a souffle.
So if the aliens are that advanced, why can't they communicate directly?
Because, Onera, it's like software. A more advanced version of a program can read a document in an earlier version, but not vice versa. We are the vice versa.
So what do the aliens want from Falconelli in exchange?
Perhaps they want nothing. Perhaps they want to see what we make of the information they give us.
the moment we make soup.
A similar process must have happened with the Book of Black Light. The aliens, or whoever wrote it, know the ultimate secrets of the universe. This knowledge involves concepts so abstract that when the book was written down, the deepest truths of mathematics and advanced physics came out as alchemy. It is only now, with the development of string theory, that we have a tool for understanding the lux ater and penetrating the final mysteries of the cosmos. Ah, here we are.
Good job I kept his calling card. We'd never have found Fulcanelli's restaurant.
Not sure about the menu. Puritan English?
Perhaps we have to peel our own potatoes.
I'm disappointed, lass. I thought we was going to be alone.
Good evening.
I'm disappointed at the quality of the food.
You can't get it right every time.
You're a TV chef. You're supposed to get it right every time.
Did I tell you? There's talk of me being in a movie. It's a sort of passive action thriller. Lots of blood and omelettes.
You know about the aliens and the recipes?
It's extortion, is it? How much do you want?
We want a book.
The Lux Ater, the Book of Black Light.
Oh, that thing.
Then you do have it.
Did the aliens give you the book?
I bought it in a second-hand bookshop they run. I couldn't make head nor tail of it. However, it did give me the idea for a cookery show involving a cauldron. Never look back. But you're too late. I flogged it.
Who?
A book collector.
His name?
Mr. Resister.
Interview began at midnight. You just can't keep awake.
So, you're a book collector as well as everything else.
One of our company activities is trade in second-hand books in case the energy market crashes. Let me guess, that alchemist told you about the Book of Black Light.
Yes. It provides the answers to the ultimate questions about the universe.
Have you ever thought that book might be the source of ultimate evil?
No.
You're in denial. You fancy the alchemist, that's why.
Don't date men who are over 250.
When I met you, you were dating a man in a bucket.
Well, that's different. We have history. Okay, Pete. You want to have a relationship audit. Can we discuss it later?
Just to show how much I care for you, Anera, you can have the book when I've shredded it.
No! Monster! Going to reveal my destiny.
I can do that, Onera, and we can have the book as confetti at our wedding.
In your electric dreams. Goodbye.
Wait! It wasn't the real book, it was a fake, like Nikolai.
You're lying.
You don't know a thing about Nikolai. How do you think he's lived to be 400?
He's an alchemist. He must have found the Philosopher's Stone and so learned about transmuting base metals into gold and gained immortality.
In which case, why does he need that book?
I don't know. Because it contains the final secret.
He says he's 400. Why not 4,000? Why not as old as time itself? From the point when he was booted out of heaven as the father of lies that he is. Good old Nick. Or just plain old Nick.
I don't believe you.
Who gave you the fridge that ate your boyfriend, Pete? Where was Nikolai when you were arrested?
I was arrested by you.
He'd risk anything to get his hands on that book, even your life.
Say I'd die an unnatural death because of him.
Exactly. And where is he now?
Here!
You'll pay for that window!
Onera, come quickly, climb through!
Don't, Onera! We are destined to be together, fused for all eternity!
Hurry, Onera!
Don't do it, Onera!
Trust me, Onera!
No, trust me!
Which one of you can I trust? All my problems are down to you, Nikolai. You, Mr. Resister, destroyed the book, so you can charge your own batteries.
That's it, Onera. Now, walk along the window ledge towards me.
Oh, it's hard to balance.
Hold the bucket against you.
It's pitch dark out here. I'm freezing. What do I do now, Nikolai?
Jump.
Jump!
It's a 200-foot sheer drop!
Jump, Anera! It's your only chance. He wants to kill you.
Well, won't a 200-foot drop have the same effect?
Don't jump, Anera! The alchemist doesn't care if you die. Only I do. Let me help you!
Oh, the darkness is dizzying. Oh, no, it would be madness to jump. Mr. Resister, grab my hand!
Apologies, Anera, but I have to do this.
Whoa! As I fell, I caught sight of Mr. Resistor transforming into an alien. So I was right about him after all. Maybe there's some things we can't understand because of who and where we are. Or perhaps we're simply not constructed to understand. Maybe we just have to trust. Of course, you have no option but to trust when a 400-year-old alchemist pushes you off a towering window ledge and you're plunging to certain death. My name is Anera. I'm a museum attendant, but I'm also on an epic mission to find the Book of Black Light, an ancient text that contains the ultimate secrets of the universe and will reveal my special destiny. With me on this quest are Nikolai, a 400-year-old Dutch alchemist, and Pete, my boyfriend, who was reduced to a bucket of chilled water and a pair of socks after the explosion of a giant cannibal fridge. I like to think about thinking. But how do I know when I'm thinking? The simplest answer is when I'm thinking, everything else stops. Everything else is forgotten. And right now, everything else is forgotten because I'm concentrating on the fact that Nikolai has just pushed me off a power station to escape the evil alien Mr. Resistor. And now, I'm falling in the dark. Amazing, I'm okay. I don't know why you're complaining, Pete. You're a bucket of water and I didn't spill any of you. Even though I've just fallen 200 feet. Stop complaining, Pete.
3 feet, actually. I know it seemed further, but that's due to a heightened drama option for space-time reconfiguration that Einstein and I knocked together for a giggle one afternoon.
Nikolai!
Thought I'd drop in.
You pushed me.
Wouldn't jump. Sloth is a terrible sin. I had no option. You were in mortal danger from that alien styling itself Mr. Resistor.
And where am I now? It's too dark to see.
We are on a metal walkway leading to a fire escape. Come on, Era. We have to climb down before Mr. Resistor catches us.
How far is down?
Only 197 steps. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 195, 196, 197.
Solid ground at last.
Let's test it, shall we? Run!
Nikolai, remind me to take up smoking. If we're going to be chased again, I want to be able to wheeze with conviction. Look, Nikolai, the power station's on fire. That alien Mr. Resistor won't survive that.
I'm afraid you're wrong, Onera. He's just been rescued by a saucer.
Oh, Pete says he doesn't like the rain.
He can hardly get wet. It's a bucket of water.
He's frightened of becoming diluted.
Oh, short storm. He need worry no more.
Nikolai, where are you going?
If you've escaped a burning power station and a homicidal alien in the dark, there's only one thing to do. Find a night bus. According to this timetable, the first 4 buses are all overdue.
Nikolai, how would you describe thinking? How can you describe something that's invisible and leaves no trace when it stops? Socrates said thinking like the wind.
Or a night bus.
Thinking is to make wind consciously. So if you're going to think, don't expect to be popular at parties.
I'm not. At last.
Thank you for pushing me over the edge.
It was nothing, my dear.
I'm sorry I didn't trust you.
Doubt is the hallmark of faith.
You saved my life.
I expect you want to dry off.
Oh, even my thoughts are soaking.
Here's some pegs. You can hang yourself over the bath. Or you could change and wear these.
They're identical to my clothes.
I'm an alchemist. To me, duplicating things is second nature.
How come you're not wet?
My shoes and clothes are the fruits of an experiment I carried out 100 years ago. I discovered the reason why the coats of certain dogs repel water and applied that knowledge to tailoring. The result? This perfect waterproof three-piece suit, matching shoes, shirt, cape, hat, and cravat.
That is amazing.
The only slight drawback is the desire to scratch, a recurrent itch.
Oh.
These clothes I've run up for you are made of the same material.
I think I'll settle for the dressing gown. Excuse me.
That TV cook, Fulcanelli's copy of the Book of Black Light, was a fake. What a pity.
Even so, it inspired his career, so it had some power.
Oh, he has a great imagination.
Perhaps his book wasn't fake in the sense of another work masquerading as the Book of Black Light. Perhaps it was fake in the sense of being a forgery.
Either way, we'll never know. Fulcanelli's book was destroyed.
For all my efforts, I've got a boyfriend in a bucket. I'm being chased by aliens, and we're no closer to finding the book that'll unlock the final secrets of the universe and reveal my destiny. And what do we do now, Nikolai?
We wait. If we are patient, a sign will be given to us.
Yes, Pete. I know you want to be back in the city doing investment banking, but, well, I think you should face reality. You're a bucket of water and a pair of overripe socks. Your days of drinking champagne for breakfast and wearing diamond-studded braces as you collect your telephone number annual bonus are over. The next day, I met up with Nikolai at lunchtime in the plastic cafe opposite the museum where I work.
2 quantum espressos, please, and a still water for the bucket.
Make that sparkling. There's always a hope it might pep Peter up.
I have made some interesting discoveries.
What interesting discoveries?
You must be careful. Some of your colleagues may overhear us. The site of the museum is marked on several hermetic maps, but without explanation. I have discovered why.
Tell me.
The museum is at the intersection of the 2 sacred ellipses of the northern hemisphere, linking Stonehenge with the Great Pyramid and Mount Olympus with Old Trafford.
What's the significance?
It means the museum is a vault of mystical power.
I know it has its own emergency generator.
I mean its walls are groaning with spiritual energy imprisoned in concrete. The museum's at the center of our quest. It will guide us to the book.
The museum has a library, and when we got there, Nikolai quickly covered a reading desk with folio-sized manuscripts on ancient symbols and the annals of the museum itself.
I was right. Somewhere in the museum, we'll find a sign.
I've yet to see a museum without signs.
This sign will point to the Lux Ater.
The Book of Black Light's actually in this museum. Won't it be in this library?
All the literature implies the book is somewhere cold, very cold. We must search the museum. But first...
Nikolai, what are you doing? It took a team of librarians 6 months to fix that clock to the wall.
Clocks are dangerous. This one won't cause any more harm.
You know, you could be the first 400-year-old Dutchman to get an asthma.
Clocks eat time, literally. That's why there's so little of it. Why they're so powerful. You don't want to fall into the hands of the clocks.
That's it. We've looked everywhere. Maybe you're wrong about this museum.
Perhaps I am, my dear. But what's that closed room behind you?
The Minerva Room? That's awaiting renovation once the relevant committees agree funding. It's been temporarily closed for 15 years.
That's the only place we haven't looked.
It's empty. There's no artworks in here unless you count heaps of dust and a crumpled takeaway coffee cup. Oh, here's a sign. It says exit. It's pointing to a solid wall. It must have come from the Barbican.
Not a continuously solid wall. This pillar is projected forward. There's a concealed passage behind it.
There's something on that pillar. It's caked in dust.
A cloth, quickly. There's a fresco behind the decades of dust.
It's an owl. Wearing a scarf and a bubble hat. An owl in winter.
It's Minerva's owl. See, the creature's face has female features. Its head is touching heaven. Ladder in the snow is a hieroglyph for the ascent to wisdom. And the owl is perched on a book. Can you read its spine?
Yes, it says, looks at her. Oh, it's the Book of Black Light.
We have a sign.
Nikolai, that owl just winked at me. Oh, it's a pretty good shot with a snowball.
Come, read this notice above the veiled door.
No exit unless you're an alchemist or a thinker.
Well, Onera, the path to the book and your destiny lies through this door.
We went through the doorway into something very unexpected.
It's a desert.
Nikolai, this is the least likely place to find a cold book.
The book may well be frozen. To read it, it would need to be thawed.
And where better to thaw a book than the desert?
Well, we still need to find it first.
Perhaps there's a fridge.
I know, Pete, I understand. Please don't mention fridges. They're a sore point with him. After the one you gave us ate him and then exploded.
Apologies. Let's look for the book. Another flying saucer.
The UFO landed in front of us. On it was a large sticker. It read, "My other UFO is a weather balloon." A gull-winged door opened. Automated steps extended to the ground, and then a man appeared in the doorway. He was dressed all in black. He walked down the steps. The steps retracted, and the saucer took off.
Thanks for the lift. Bye. Have a safe trip, y'all. And watch out for that concealed entrance beyond Uranus. Hey, come back here, you stupid aliens. This ain't London. Not unless climate change is even quicker than everybody says it is. Damn. Now I'm gonna miss my gig.
Excuse me.
Did you see that? Up and left me here. Shoot.
Do you know where we are?
I oughta. Spent 25 years trying to escape this place. This here's Texas. Those aliens had dunked me back down here. I should never have trusted them once I saw that Confederate flag hanging in the flight deck. And I thought their absence of thumbs because they were creatures from outer space. Why couldn't I have been picked up by some smart aliens, you know? With their bespoke gray bodies, the back antennae, and brains.
Do you know where precisely in Texas?
Sure. That desert stretches way down to Mexico, and we're on a plateau about a mile above sea level. 10 miles west of here is the town of Marfa. Y'all aliens?
Oh, no. We're from London. We came through a door in that rock face over there.
Technically, it's a portal.
And if you were to walk back through, you'd be in London?
Yes.
Cool. If I go through, it means I won't miss my gig after all. See ya.
I'm afraid you can't use that portal.
Why not?
Members only.
You British and your class system. It even extends to unexplained phenomena.
I'm an error.
Hi, name's Bill. I'm a comedian.
This bucket contains what remains of my boyfriend. Well, Pete says water.
He is water.
Oh, it's hot. He's frightened he'll evaporate.
Well, put a lid on him. There's an old hubcap buried in the sand. Let's use that. Says here, made in Roswell. Something must have dropped it. There you go, Pete.
Oh, Pete's happy.
I'm pleased to meet your acquaintance, Mr. Bill. I am Nikolai. I'm an alchemist, and I'm 400 years old.
400, you say? You're in better shape than I am. I should never have quit smoking.
You gave up smoking? Oh, how disappointing.
But I stopped?
I've always wanted to meet a real-life smoker.
You have?
I don't suppose I ever will now.
Mr. Bill, did the aliens ever mention a book called the Lux Ater, otherwise known as the Book of Black Light?
Sorry, these ones don't read. Except your mind, you know, telepathy. You look like a reader, Onera.
I am, Bill. There's vultures circling above us.
They're waiting for something to die.
Yeah, probably my act.
Look at all those different birds flying down. Dozens of them. They're settling in those bushes and on those rocks. They seem to be expecting something.
This looks like my kind of audience. Let's see how I do with our feathered friends. How are you doing, birds? Good? Good. I look at you and I see my career trajectory. Last gig, I played a room of maybe 3,000 people. Today, vultures. Hey, birds, did you know that you're descended from dinosaurs? Did y'all know that? That's right, your ancestors ruled the planet for 175 million years. 175 million years ruled the planet. How about that? While you are served with fries. Now...
The book is not here. I apologize, Onera. I've made an uncharacteristic mistake.
What are your characteristic mistakes?
I must go back to the museum to check my research.
Couldn't Bill go with you?
No. He seems to have his audience eating out of his hand.
Goodbye, Onera.
I wonder where he found the millet.
Onera, I'm recording this tape in case I don't survive this sudden dust storm. I can feel the rocks at the base of the cliff, but can hardly see. The portal must be here somewhere. There are two doorways. It's impossible to tell which we came through, Onera. I'll have to risk it. Here goes.
Do you know what the result of thinking is, Bill? The ability to decide. Should I have let Nikolai go off on his own?
Don't worry, Onera. The old man will be okay.
I hope so, Bill. I suddenly feel all alone in the universe.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry you missed your London gig.
I don't know. What's a guy like me to do? I'm not perfect. I have my faults. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. As I say, I have my faults. But a girl like you, beautiful, bright, you're dating a bucket of water. What's wrong with going out with a guy who can open doors for you?
Are you saying you'd like to date me, Bill?
Hell no. You're way too weird for me.
I didn't arrive here in a UFO. You could try taking up smoking again.
Nah. Once you've had alien smokes, nothing else will do. What's he saying?
Pete says, clear off, Mr. Funny Man, she's spoken for.
I think that she's gurgled for, Pete.
Oh, the sun's going down.
Hey, Onera, we can watch the Marfa lights from here.
What are the Marfa lights?
This is gonna be great. We can sit here, watch the lights, we can have a picnic. The aliens gave me a packed lunch. Let's see. Chicken and Thousand Galaxy sauce, black hole pate, Heisenberg uncertainty vegetables. Hey, they were here a minute ago. Where'd they go? I wonder if there's any mushrooms. You better put my jacket on, Onera. It's gonna turn cold soon.
Cold? I forgot. The desert's cold at night. Perhaps this is the place to look for the black light after all.
Hello again, Onera. I'm now safely back inside the museum. There's a light switch. Ah, this isn't the museum. That must have been the other door. This is home, stacked to the roof with books. They're all dusty and unread. Let me see. Political memoirs and pamphlet. Statistical reports and... what's this? Minutes of bureaucratic meetings. How dull. On the Indiana Jones stuff. Hurry not, Onera. I'm all right. A wall of books mysteriously fell down. Fortunately, they missed me. However, the portal is now blocked by heaps of former cabinet ministers' diaries. Now I have no choice. I have to go deeper into this building.
See, Onera? Over above the horizon, those glowing white balls, those are the Marfa lights.
Oh, they move very slowly.
Well, this goes on till about midnight most nights.
Are they spaceships?
No, but no one knows what they are or what causes them. There's all sorts of theories, but they're an unexplained phenomenon.
Oh, it's a pity we can't get closer.
alien buddy of mine gave me this pair of Martian magnifying glasses.
I thought there's no life on Mars.
Sure there is. It's on vacation. Cheap flights, you see. Here, take one of the glasses. Hold it up. It should help you see things from a different perspective.
Wow, the magnifying glass makes all the floating disks appear to join into one.
Hey, there's some fella in that floating globe.
Hello. He has a beard. He's dressed like a monk and he's waving at us.
Hello. What's more are you?
I am Friar Roger Bacon. I'm a Franciscan.
How can we hear him?
It's the alien glasses. They think of everything.
I am in the 13th century and I know where you live.
Get out of here.
You are in the desert near the hamlet of Marfa. You are in a state of Texas.
Sure are. Is this one of your friend Nikolai's pranks?
No, but it might be why we came here.
Say, Roger, if you're in the 13th century, how come we can see and hear you?
It's all done with mirrors, Bill.
Hey, how come you know my name? Are you selling insurance?
Things can be distant in two ways, in space and in time. What if space and time were not stretched out on a horizontal axis? Instead, all 9 spatial dimensions were folded, coiled around a vertical axis of time. Then, all points in time and space are one. It is an illusion of we fallen creatures that time and space are separated and move.
Cool.
In my lab, in the Oxford Monastery, I have built a device, and with my perspective and its combination of lenses, I see all that the body's eyes can't see. For it is by sight that we know all things.
And we're known by sight.
Quite so, Onera. I have a message for you.
Is it about the Book of Black Light, Friar Bacon?
Yes. Elias holds the key.
Oh, who's Elias?
In alchemical lore, he's the wanderer. The one from whom nothing is concealed.
Can he tell me about my destiny?
You must ask him that yourself. I must go. I need to put some more gold in the meter.
Wait! But Friar Bacon, you know so much. Can you tell me what happened to my friend Nikolai?
I know him better than you. His past means he deserves the fate that awaits him.
His fate? Oh, if you can, help him, please. How will I find this Elias without Nikolai?
Oh, very well. I may still be in time.
I got this alien tracking device, handheld. Should plot on its screen where Roger Bacon is. Hey, look at this, Onera.
It's Nikolai. What's happening to him? Nikolai was on trial in what I discovered later was the court of time. He was trapped in a giant hourglass by his judges. 3 long case clocks.
So, you clocks like me are dangerous, do you, alchemist?
Not at all. Many of my best friends are cuckoos.
You seek the Book of Black Light?
I seek a way out of this sand, oh clock of judgment. If you wouldn't mind stopping it pouring, I'm up to my neck in it already.
Don't worry, the sand will soon run out. At exactly the time it covers your head.
But it's vital I get back to find the Lux Ater. With that book, I can understand the final secret of the cosmos and prove the link between alchemy and string theory.
String theory cannot be proved, for it cannot be disproved. There's no evidence for string. There's no reading on the dial. It's not a proper theory until it makes our hands drop off.
The book is the evidence. It's a key to a theory of everything.
We have evidence of your crime, alchemist. You are guilty as charged. You've had long enough to make amends, and you failed. And now your time is up. The last
Hugh
Grange!
No!
Stop!
Friar Roger Bacon?
Yes. Live from the 13th century.
You saved me.
You weren't really in peril. Those clocks were winding you up.
Where am I?
This is the anti-museum, the cultural desert.
That explains all the politicians' writings.
You say the Lux Ater is the key to the universal theory of everything.
What do you know about the book?
I told Onera all I know. Smart girl.
When the student's ready, the master appears.
Smarter than you.
What's going to happen to me?
You don't deserve saving after your past deeds. But I am the first scientist, and I believe in the theory of everything, and so I leave it up to you to help Onera find the Book of Black Light and learn the final secrets of the universe, if you're capable. I'd do it myself, but I'm due back in 1269. I have an ox to roast. Or maybe I'll just take back some ready meals.
How do I rejoin, Onera?
Simple. Like this.
Oh!
Nikolai! You're back!
Hello, Onera!
Why were you on trial? What have you done?
It's a misunderstanding. I'll explain it to you later.
Good to see you, old man.
You may be more pleased to see that, Mr. Bill.
Cool. A jet black flying saucer. Wow. That woman in the UFO's doorway wants me to go into their ship.